tops of the city. Rishus achas. They're all considered to be one rishus. So you can go from roof to roof. As long as one roof is not 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower than the other. You can't go from one roof to the other. Each one remains distinct and separate. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echad Gagos ve'Echad Chatzeros ve'Echad Karpefos, the roofs, the yards, front yards, and the Karpefos, backyards, are all one Rishus, Kalim Shishavs to the Tochon, for Kalim which spent Friday night outside, below Kalim Shishavs to Tochabais. And this is where we paskin, in fact. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, who's the most lenient here, that all Kalim, which originated not in the house from before Shabbos began, but rather originated in a yard, a roof, or backyard, can be carried from each one of those rishuyos to the other. Not just from roof to roof, or from roof to the yard, but from the roof to the yard, to the backyard, all over. Rabbi Yetzir says Gemara, Rabbi Yetzir Rabun Amar, Rabbi Yetzir Rabun says, Ispalgun, they argued. Rav and Shmuel argued about this. Shmuel Amar afilu kurain. This is true even over a large distance. You have several roofs which go together, and they cover a very large span. So you can cover carry still from roof to roof. Have Rav Amar metalflin bam. I'm sorry, I skipped. Shmuel Amar ad beis hasayim. Shmuel's one says only until beis hasayim. Only that much, which is relative little, 5,000 square amos. But Rav Amar metalim ba afilu kura afilu kurayim. Rav says as much as you'd like. Have a boy meima, they want to say, ma pligi Rabbi Meir v'Rabbanan, that which Rav Meir and Rabbanan argued is kishirvu, when you have an eruv. Now, this is going back to our mission. Our mission says that Rav Meir and Rav argued. Meir and Rabbanan argued. Rabbanan said all the gag. Rav Meir said all the roofs are one rishus. And Chachamim said each roof is a separate rishus. So he wanted to say, Ma pligi Rav Meir Rabbanan kshirvu. When there's an eruv in the houses below. So when there's an eruv in the houses below, so then Rav Meir holds that the rooftops are one, because the eruv works for the rooftops. Rabban holds that there is no unity among the rooftops. Avo b'shelo eruvu, but if they didn't make an eruv, then lo, it doesn't say the word lo, but it should. And it doesn't work. Then all the roofs are divided even according to Rav Meir, right? So says the Gemara, no. Pasalok shayu kulam lo de mechor. Our mission is talking about when they all belonged to one person. Now, I made a mistake. Sorry. Let me go back one more line. Have both men want to say Mapli or Meir Rabban Kshirvu. When did Rav Meir Rabban have an argument when they made an Eruv? And in there, Shmuel was matir up to a beis hasayim where there's an eruv, because everything is. Seven. I knew it was going to get mixed up here. Okay, it's going Shmuel. Let's go back one. Havabon me marmapli grame rabbanon sheirvu. Their machlokas is when there is an eruv. There, Shmuel said it's limited to beis hasayim. Why is it limited to beis hasayim? Because the everything is connected. Since everything is connected down below, so if everything is connected on top, since everything is connected up on top, so therefore everything is considered to be porous to the adjacent area, right? Everything is connected to the adjacent area without any walls. So therefore, you have no capacity to, it's called like a karpaf, which is more than base of sign, which is not hukaf, not surrounded for the purpose of creating a dwelling. So it says again, I have a boy made my mapli or may have rabbanon kshirvu. When you made an eruv, then Rameir says you can go from house to house, and rabbanon said from roof to roof. Rabbanon said cannot, but even according to Rameir, it's only up to a base of sime, not more. Okay, because other more than that is not hukaf ladir, because the eruv below obliterates any possible distinctions between the rishus on top, and therefore they're all considered to be one large rishus, and therefore there's a cap on it. Avo b'shaloyer v'lo. But if they didn't make an eruv, then not. In other words, in that case, then no limitations. You can carry as much as you want. Why is that? Because there is, since below, all the diros are separate, right? So ironically, even though it's a chomer for the diros below, obviously you can't carry from one diro to another diro without a eruv, but it's a kula for the rishus above. Why is it cooler for Rishus above? Because now the Rishus above are not going to be in one base of sign, which is larger, one unit, which is larger base of sign, because there's no unification between them. Says one, no. Pasul okshu kulam lada mechor. It's entirely possible that it's talking about a case where they all belonged to one person, all the roofs. And then Rameir says, you can carry from rooftop to rooftop, even then, Rameir says, you can only carry from rooftop to rooftop for by a base sign. I'm still not going to count on this. What?
Why would you think that you can carry?
No, we do paskin you can. That's in fact the case. The only regards are kailin which were in the house at the beginning of Shabbos. Not kailin like a lawn chair, which is always outside. Because people are not going to make a mistake to carry it from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Harabim if we allow that.
You can carry from
Rishus Yochid
to
Rishus
Yochid.
Right.
Problematic as well.
No, it's in the Rabbanim. Shmuel is saying it's only when it belongs all to one person that he allows you up to a base of sign and not more than a base of sign. Why is that? Oh, okay, the Gemara is going to explain. Because if they all belong to separate people, Shmuel will hold that the diros below are machalik. In other words, the whole concept of base of sign requires you to unite all the rishus on top. And then you can have a possibility of exceeding the base of sign, which is not prohibited, right? So that, the Gemara wanted to say, is only talking about a case when they're in Ma'arif, because then each piece of land is open to another piece, which is also low, and that's why it's forbidden, right? That's by more than a base of sign. Then the Gemara says, no, it could be that story about not when they made an Eruv, but even where all the land belongs to one person. When all the land belongs to one person, obviously that one person is mitzarif all the goggles together, and these mitzarif all the goggles together, it's possible to have a very large gog, which is more than a base of a sign. Okay? Now, masniz, and if it's more a base of a sign, then according to Shmuel, an Arab doesn't work. Masniz and shayu kulam olim, o besulam tzuri, either in a large ladder, o besulam mitzri, or an Egyptian ladder, a small ladder. Aval ima yu kulam olim besulam mitzri, but if they would all go to, go with a Egyptian ladder, and one of them goes on a Tyrian ladder, which is a larger form of ladder, also show Tsuri, that one which came from Tsuri Nasa Kepesach, that one is considered to be the Pesach. In other words, because there the permanent ladder is embedded, right? Vasharn Nasa Kemetapes Vaole Kemetarpes Vyore. And all the other openings, you don't pay attention to them. They're just like areas in which to climb in and climb out. So, it's not considered to be major entrances. So that which is more permanent is considered to be major entrance. That's why a Tyrian ladder makes considered entrance as opposed to a the Egyptian ladder, which is not considered an entrance, but rather, I guess, you know, like a nuisance that people can go up and down, but not that it's actually a Pesach. Okay? Ma'ol etalta b'kulo. What can you carry throughout it? And I'm talking about in a single roof, right? You don't have any, however, you don't have any walls on the roof, the walls of the house below. So Shmuel Amar Metalta B'Kulo, Shmuel says in carrying the entire roof. That's all one Rishus. Rav Amar Emetalta Linbo El Abar Ma'amos. Rav says you can only carry Dalet Amos. Why only Dalet Amos? Because if it's not a, a true Rishus, so then it's like out in the field. And out in the field all you get is 4 Amos. Here too all you would get is 4 Amos. Okay. Ma'utalta b'kulo. Shmuel amar metalta b'kulo. Shmuel says in carrying the entire area. Rav amar ein metalti b'ol abar mamus. One is only allowed to carry in four amos, not more than that. Masnis pliga rav. The problem is the following mishnah argues on rav. It says God got on some of God got on. If you have a large balcony or roof next to a small balcony, gadol mutar v'katan aser. So the large one uses the small one, but not the large one, the small one. Nicha gadol mutar. I understand why the big one is mutar, what it's mutar in, but dalet amosov can go in dalet amos into the other courtyard. V'katan aser dalet amos, but the katan, the small courtyard, is also go Dalet Amos into the big one. As more of a chiesh iser of Dalet Amos.
Where do they get this idea of Dalet Amos? Cutting the chutzer down to Dalet Amos.
What's the minimum size of a chutzer? I don't know if it's a little more shim seen or a rabbi made it up, but that's the minimum size of a chutzer.
The cotton is bigger than Dalet Amos or cotton?
Question of das, I think.
Das in terms of whether it's large or small.
What?
Das in terms of whether it's large or small, I don't
understand. No, it's not totally das. I'm not, what are you asking him?
I don't understand this case. Like, go on, so
yeah, it's like this. Here's a large large gag, and here's a small gag. Godel, Kota. So the Godel can use his entire yard, and up to 4 amos into his yard. I think actually, in Farshim say 2. Let's just assume fine, say four amos. What can the katan use? Only four amos around. He can use four in all directions. He can use four in all directions, right? He can go this way, this way, this way, this way, or this way, right? The katan can only go four amos on his ledge. He can't traverse this distance between here and over here. That's a mission that the Gemara is about to say. Are you understand the case of being a bit better now?
Yeah, I just don't understand why the cotton wouldn't be allowed to go into his own area that the gunnel is kind of coming in.
That's a good question. So the Gemara is going to deal with that. So, actually, so this is the next mission. Gagra sold some cotton. Hagodah Mutter is allowed to carry a Kotan Osir. Nicha Hagodah Mutter. I understand what the Gadol's Mutter is. Allowed to walk Dalad Amos, let's say. Vakotan Osir, but Dalad Amos? So what's the Kotan Osir to do? Walk Dalad Amos? Yesha Osir, Dalad Amos. Anybody in the world is not allowed to walk under Dalad Amos under any circumstance. I understand. If you mirror was just arriving, you can carry four Amos. So it says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Amrei, they both said, Shenosin lo arba amos b'ifnei ha-pesach. In four amos in front of the doorway. Okay? What that means is kind of like I showed you. That, you can go like this. Cotton also gets the amos. In all directions, right? And even up to the doorway between the two. When the Gadol gets out Amos, his out Amos extend into the Ktana. Okay? Even though neither of them are allowed to carry. Because there's a Rabbanan carrying under this situation. But, I mean, based on Eitosh, maybe there's no Shavuot, so I take that back. But in any event, the bottom line here is that he can carry into the katan, and the katan can't carry into the gadol. So his four amos includes the four amos in the katan, and his four amos does not include anything else besides where he is. Okay, so it says Gemara, Masdisa pliga Rab, which is Rab Shmuel Amrei Shnosu Arba Amos Bifnei HaPesach. Give him four amos in front of the door. Okay, we're talking about a.
So would we have four arms going into the gadol? These four arms.
What?
The four arms.
Yes. For these four arms I drew, I went back, right? Rabbi Yosi Rabun B'Shem Shmuel said, "Amar Shayosham Pesach Pasuach Lagag." It's talking about a case altogether different case. It's talking about where there's an opening from the courtyard to the roof. Afilu kein hagodol muter. Even still, the gadol is muter, meaning the larger field. Shaloni frats milua because it wasn't completely open. Vakotan osur, but the katan is osur because it was niflats milua. Obviously, his entire area was open over here, right? Scenario over here. This entire area is open. So this is the let's just repeat it what I said before. I made a mistake. Sorry, it's because I'm falling asleep. Here's the gag. See, the air is talking better than the yeshiva. Here's the gag. What?
Yeah.
Here's the gag. Here's the chutzah, right? So, v'yetzer v'm b'shem r'shmu amar B'shirash and pesel b'suach l'gag. Zomi and shin l'chatz in the gag. Apilu kena golem mutter. Even this case, you might say the chatzar is certainly more significant than the gag, right? No, it's the gag which is mutter to go into the chatzar, right? So nifrat milu, because it's not completely open, because it's got these l'chayayim there. V'akotan also, the small one is forbidden. Why is small one forbidden? Because because it doesn't have the actually I drew this wrong again. It doesn't have anything, it's just flush, so there's no way of seeing where you're what? Right. Okay. I feel okay. I go to mutter shlo nifrats of milua, but cotton also shenifrats of milua. The cotton is also it's open altogether. Meir enate modernly bekelim sheshavsa bechotzer. Meir says, don't you concede the point that we made the point that kelim that rest in the chotzer shematalting also on bechotzer. You can carry them in the courtyard. Manish tana gag mechotzer. In this case, why can't I carry from the chotzer to the gag and vice versa? Amalei said no. In other words, this Rabbanan our Mishnah who said you can't carry from Gagos to Chatzir to Karpeifos, only from Gagos alone, right? By Chatzir, there's nobody lives underneath. Tomar be Gag sheishal diurim mata. By a roof, somebody lives underneath. Therefore, what? Right, so therefore it divides up on top. Just like it divides up on the bottom, there are various different people who own houses, and that's why they require an Eruv. So it's what divides up on top, and therefore you can't carry it from one roof to the other. So it says in Gemara, Amalem, so it's the Rabbi Lez responded, HaReisha so chotel malam in gago, gag. What if you had a rooftop garden? Right? Ma, what's a locha? By a chotzer, not everybody knows where it goes. Tomar begag shkol echa makir mekomo, as opposed to a roof where everybody knows its place. Meaning that in a chotzer, you can carry kelim which were shoveis in the chotzer. You can carry kelim which were there. Why don't they know if there is a place? Yeah, okay, because I goofed. Amar lahen, taking in from the fourth, fifth line. Amar lahen, ha-reisha iso chotzer l'malo min ha-gag mau. If the chotzer was like this, here's my house. They should really be right next to each other, but just doing it for a fact. Here's my house. Okay, those are two houses, right? I got a roof, you got a roof, right? What happens if my roof is your well, I don't know how to put it. This is not really the picture. What?
Should we describe this for the listening audience?
Yes. Here, it has to be really on a hill. So my chotzer is your gag. Is that clear? Okay, so here, this is a gag and this is a chotzer. Right, like Harnof, right, like any neighbor in Israel. So, what about this? Surely you here, the Brahmer says Rabbanan, surely you have to concede to me that I can carry back and forth. Because this chotzer is a gag, right? So says the Gemara, so he said, Lai matam chotzer she'en kol echad makiris mekomo. By a chotzer, you can carry from one end of the chotzer to the other, and from chotzer to chotzer, because not everybody knows exactly what its place is. In other words, Well, the way the Bnei Moshe explains it, in a chotzer like this, there are many people who might use the chotzer. Okay? So that's what he says. There's no distinctness. So there I can carry from chotzer to chotzer. By roofs, everybody knows which roof belongs to whom. So therefore, everybody, you're not allowed to carry from one roof to the other because it's too, it's breaking the rules to a greater extent. Why don't they divide up the chotzer? This chotzer here, so it doesn't serve two houses, which a chotzer usually serves. Usually a chotzer serves two houses, right? But they divide it in two. Right? Why? Yeah, but a low fence. Psisios. A low fence, which is basically the minimum barrier possible. Mao, what's our chanakis? You're also going to say that they can't carry from chotzer to chotzer? Because you just said the reason they can carry from chotzer to chotzer is because not everybody knows the demarcation lines. But what about in this case when you know the demarcation lines, right? You know, distinction. So, again, Omer Lan Arishai Sa Chotzer Chalukah V'Fisisios Mai Ad Kan Aisa Tshuva. That was his response to Belezer. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Bun Bikam Belechim Mashim L'Fanov. And from here on in, they asked, the Talmidim asked questions. They said, Omer Lo Loim Amarta B'Chotzer. If you said in a Chotzer, instead of the Shin should be taken out. B'Chotzer. And that should be she'ein mechitzos el afanav. By a mechitzos and mechitzos are not in front of you. Rav Rabbi Yosi Rabun, mikam ve'elochayim v'shimin lefanav. Amru lo, they said to him, lo yam amayt ha'bechotzer. They said to him, if you said by a chotzer, she'ein mechitzos el olos imah, there, the walls don't go up by a chotzer. Tomar begag. I'm meeting with the tikkun gears of the chronicle. Again, loyam mad bechotzer she'ein mechitzos olos. Tomar begag she mechitzos olos imo. They said by a chotzer there aren't apparent divisions between the chotzers because they're just low fences, right? So that you can carry from chotzer to chotzer, right? But by the case of the gag, it's very high up. Since it's very high up off the streets, everybody's going to know what's going on there. It's very public, right? So I can't carry from place to place. Vumei Marloni said to us, Af ona isli omo kivakavah. I hold the same thing as triplies if it's a chatzer and sunk in the ground, or if it's a gag and it's above the ground, if you hold that there's a division in a gag, because the gag has gag is distinct and above everything else, so too there should be distinctions in anything else if it's significant. And therefore, let's say if you have instead of a Gog rising, you have a Chotzer sinking. So then, in that case, it should be allowed to carry from the Gog to the Chotzer and the Chotzer to the Gog. They should all be equally significant or insignificant. Tani, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "B'shas Gzeira, at the time when there was a Gzeira, Vayino notli mes haSefer. We used to take a Sefer Torah. Vayino only mi Chotzer leGog. We go up from the Chotzer to the roof. Mi Gog leGog, Acher from roof to another roof." The Yoshikar, we learn Torah, the law of Marodim, Dover, Meyolim. A person never stops from doing this. Merlot, so they said, Ain't Shas Xer Raya. There they allowed you to do it because it was a time of Xer, but otherwise, maybe not allowed to do it. Amarab, Shoni Mahinu, it's Rabbi Shun Bitkoa. I don't know if it's Rab or Rebbe, whoever it was, I think it's probably Rebbe. We used to learn Rabbi Shun Bitkoa, but you know, no, leave Shemin Valuntis, who take oil. And some sort of salve. Vayinu ointment. Vayinu nichnasi mechatzer legag. We go from the chatzer to the gag. We gag legag, and from the roof to the roof. We gag lekarpaf. And I shouldn't want to make gag. Vayinu chatzer mechatzer gag. We go from courtyard to roof. We gag lekarpaf, and from the roof to the backyard. We lekarpa lekarpa, and from the backyard to the backyard. Until we reach the closest area to the pit, to the spring, we will go down to the mikvah. So we have four Tanoim arguing here. What are they? All the rooftops in the city are one Rishus that's her mayor. Then we have a Chachamim who said each one's distinct. Then we have Rabbi Yehuda Noimer, Chatzer v'Gagos Rishus Achasein. Chatzer and Gagos, but not Karpefos. They're separate Rishus, right? Backyards are separate. Rabbi Shimon Noimer, Chatzer v'Gag v'Karpav, all three Achasein, they're one. L'kem Shavsu b'Sochon, cane which rests in them and not a house can be carried back and forth like the lawn chair situation, right? The low came to Shabbat, it's not those which spend time in the house. Rabbi Yochum, Rabbi Shlo Irvu, when is the stuff in the house cut off? When they didn't make an Eruv, but when they made an Eruv, it's even worse. Actually, it's not better, it's worse. Abba Irvu, Nasis Chotzer Kivatim, then the Chotzer becomes like a house. Vagagos, Rishus Beif Neatz, and the Gagos are independent. In other words, the Chotzer used to be like a middle ground, right? But now the Chotzer becomes like a house, right? If you made an Eruv, right? So, what?
So the roofs are not included in that Chotzer.
No, you can't take Chafotzim from them. You can't take objects. In other words, normally you can take, according to the other Tana, wherever it was Rabbi Yehuda, you can take objects from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, right? From a Chotzer to a Karpav, from Gav to Karpav. He's restricting, that's right. Says it's not always possible. Mishibu Nasez Chotzer Kebatim Agav Vagagos Rishus Bifniatim. Amrei Yervo Chishu Yervo Chishu Lo Yervo. Rabbi Zero said, it makes a difference whether they made an Erev or not, they're still considered to be one unit. Amrei Masdisa Pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Our mission, and therefore, let's see what happened here. Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan, our mission, our Rabbi Yochanan says, Lola kem shesotu b'chabayis. It says, what about kem which rested in the house? It should be im b'shelo. I read Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's such Rabbi Zira, because that's the way the portion fix it. So Masisa pliga Rabbi Yochanan. Lola came to Shabbos Rabbi. It says that you can't take claim which spent Shabbos in the house. Im, it should be im b'shelo irvu. If there wasn't an erev, it's really obvious. Lo tzimina, it should be lo tzimina by saucer. Take it out of the house is also lo kosher. It certainly should be also take it out to the roof. So Amrei Bun Bar Kana Kau Kume Rabbi Law. Bun Bar Kana sent from Rabbi Law. The only time it's also taken from one to the other is when each were made an Erev independently. And when they made an Erev together, you can go from one to the other. I feel okay, but realize it made, this is the reason why we brought this here. It says, Lola came because Shavsu B'Sochan. It says that not for Kalim, which which spend Shabbos in the yard, that those you could take back and forth from yard to yard regardless. And it sounds like even there's an Erev, our Mishnah didn't differentiate. Seeing there's an Erev, you can go back and forth from, even if each one had an Erev by itself, Kelim which Shavsu Bechotzer, you can take back and forth on Shabbos. Okay, even if and we pass them like this way, Lamaisa. If you have a house next to your friend's house and you have a backyard and he has a backyard, he didn't make an Erev together, you could pass stuff over the fence. Right? Not stuff which is in the house, but stuff in the backyard. And that's exactly Machlokas here. Rabbi Yochanan said he can't do that. He said, if I made Erev by myself. No, we pass them the Kula, right? Pass them Erev Zira. Rabbi Yochanan said he can't do it. No, because I have to. If I'm bound to my house, you're bound to your house, and we can't bring things from Chatzar to Chatzar, that's Rabbi Yochanan Shita, whereas we just brought the Mishnah like Rabbi Zira, that's not true, that since it says at the end of the process, Lo came to Shosu Sochabais, not for came which were inside the house, that's right, but even a Shas of Even a time when they made an Eruv? I forgot what I was saying. In any event, let me repeat it. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you can't go from Chatzer to Chatzer where each Chatzer made Eruv with the houses. According to Rabbi Zira, even you can. That's basically what we're saying. We pass my Eruv Zira. Rabbanan Gesar B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Rabbanan Gesar Sennei Rabbi Yossi Rabun, Asi L'Shmuel L'Rav, that what Shmuel said, that Rav and Shmuel agreed in the following thing, that even when he made an Eruv, you could still carry it from Chotzer to Chotzer, and they argue Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Peter Shittas Rabbi Yochanan, how so? The Tien says, Kol Gagos Se'ir Rishus Achas, Pain. All the roofs in the city, all on Rishus. Shmuel Ma'a Beis I'm Ram Ma'am Tathli, Boyan Afil Kuv, Afil Kurayim. At least the Beis Hasai, maybe more even as well. So in any event, we see that clearly that even where they made an A roof, you can still bring from place to place. Why is that? Because that's really what underlies Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is talking about a case where we have an A roof. And nonetheless, he says, Kol Gagos Hirushus Achas. Well, if they made an Eruv, and he said that wherever they made an Eruv, then it becomes part and parcel of the. According to Shmuel, since you can carry out the base of the sign, it must be that even when you made an Eruv, you can still carry things which rest in the Chatzer. Why? It's what's derived from here? Because it was going. Yeah, since Rimeo, it's the Eruv down below, works for on top. So a male with an Erev down below works on top, and me male if you don't have an Erev down below, so it doesn't work on top, right? So therefore, if there was no Erev, you wouldn't be allowed to carry up to a base or sign. Right? Because the Doibats were the separate Diros before. We don't know the Teretz of Adam Echod yet. So since that's the case, it must be a story about a case of Erevu, and that's why Shmuel can say that there's actually this exorbitant cap of the of Beis HaSaim, or according to Rav Korvik Kurayim. But if there's no Erev, you wouldn't be allowed to say that. So in any event, we see that you're allowed to carry stuff which stayed outside, which didn't go into a house. Okay. Let's try and do one more halacha before I totally conk out. Gagodol Samach Lukata. If you have a large roof, see the same picture we had over here. A large roof next to a small roof. Hagadol Mutter, the large roof is Mutter. Vakatzer Noser, the small roof is Oser. Chatzer Gadol Shivitzel, Ketana standing with a Chatzer, right? Hagadol Mutter, so Ketana Surim Neshek, Pisosh Gadol. In all cases, the small one is considered to be the Pesach of the big one. Masisibosu Gag, it's only going from this roof to this. tzadik. Somebody gave me my shear. They gave me a pen, which can only fill with ink from a bottle. And I still haven't figured out how to fill a decent amount. You have here. This one uses cartridges. So he's allowed to carry anywhere and up to 4 amos in here. They're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos, right? Bigger than the smaller. So it says the Gemara, Masisibo, so God, it's only you're allowed to carry from this one and this one. What if there's another Gog here? Either here or here. Right? Can you carry for them from this one to this one and then to that one? No. Says Gemara, Masisibo, so Gog Acher Oser. But that's Bishano Shove. What if the next roof was exactly parallel to this roof, right? So there are two roofs here. The barrier between the two of them, but they're attached to a bigger roof, right? So it says Gemara, Avlinio Shove Muta, that's okay. Masisa Pliga Shmuel, our Mishnah argues on Shmuel, even though Shmuel doesn't appear here, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky was down. Shmuel holds that if a wall fell in the middle of Shabbos and it's up at the beginning of Shabbos, it's a valid A roof, right? Masisa Pliga Shmuel.
Is that for all
Arabin
or just for the walls?
Just for the what?
We don't hold that anyways,
do we? No, we do. We hold them in Arabin's up. Well, no, we don't hold that way by the walls. You're right. We only hold that way by the Arab Chatzeris. Masisa Pliga Shmuel, our Mishra is true, because there's Chatzag Loshin Vitzilakhtana, a large yard which broke into a small yard. Hagdol Muteres Vakhtana, so the big one is Mutzer to carry, the small one is Osir. Vitatlu Bar Mokim Mechitzah, so carried to where the walls existed yesterday, even though there are no Mechitzahs today. It's a strange question, because we can say there were never any walls, but that's life. So in any event, so says the Gemara, Chavrayim in Kumi Rabbi Yosef Shem Madihimas Nisin V'Shabbos Habo. Our Mishnah is talking about the following Shabbos. Okay, so our Mishnah is talking about that even if the following Shabbos you still have that. Manachem. Ask more. What are we talking about? If they had one Eruv, Ben Meshabbos Zu, Ben Meshabbos Habo, you mutarin. Regardless, you'd be mutar because the one Eruv should suffice. Im Meshaloi Bekulikor, it's not the where there's no Eruv at all. Ben Meshabbos Zu, Ben Meshabbos Habo, you asurin. Regardless of what Shabbos, it's forbidden to them let me go back a line. Manachem, what are we talking about? Imashirvu Erev Echad. If they made one here between the Gdol and Ketano, so then Ben Shabbos Zul, Ben Shabbos Abba, Ben Shabbos, Yumutar, in the regards to Yumutar, because they made an Erev. Even between a large Koyer and a small Koyer, they made a good Erev, right? Imashlorebe Kol Iker, if they didn't make an Erev at all, Ben Shabbos Zul, Ben Shabbos Abba, Yuasar, and then obviously it should be Osir. So it says, what was the case which we're talking about? Rabbi Kana said for Rabbi Law, we're talking about where each one made an Erev independently. But if you can, nonetheless, the larger one is meant to carry the smaller one. Why is that? It should be Shaloni for Tzah, but Milua. It retained it integrity because it wasn't going to be broken open. However, Ketana Asura, the small one is forbidden, shnif for its own milua, because it lost its totality. Okay? In other words, it's completely open to the next yard over there. Okay, let's just try and get to Amud Beis. Chotzer shnif for itzah l'shus harabim. If you have a chotzer which broken through l'shus harabim, now when you have l'shus harabim next to you, you have a chotzer standing there, okay? And it broke open. There was a barrier and it broke. Somebody takes something from that chotzer into Rishus HaYachid into it. Chayav. Because that chotzer, which yesterday was Rishus HaYachid, lost its status Rishus HaYachid today. Divrei Belezer. Chachormi mitoch Rishus HaRayim, Rishus HaRayim, mitoch HaPotter. No. You take something from Rishus HaRayim, for Rishus HaRayim, and said you're exempt because it's Mineshu Kikamalis. because the karmas, it's not a true, actually, it's not a true, it's no longer a true Rishus HaYochid, nor is it Rishus HaRabim. So Rabbi Zvika, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Bumashem, Rabbi Chenin said, Lom Rabbi Loza, Elam Bimoko, Mechitza. The only time Rabbi Loza says, the Chotzer reverts to being a true Rishus HaRabim is where the foundations of the wall were taken. Shenitlu Rosh HaYizavios, in other words, the way this type of son draws the picture, this was the courtyard, right? This was a rabbin. As long as these pillars are intact, it's still considered to be what? Shusayachid, right. The only time it becomes Shusayachid, even according to Rabbi Elazar, is when these pillars are gone. And then becomes assimilated with Shusayachid, right? So it says, Lom Rabbi Elazar, Mokam Mechitzos. Only when the Mechitzos are taken, Mokam Mechitzos, Shenilu Roshis, Avius, Kamkam, where the angles were taken away. I didn't draw them with angles, but I think they're made like triangles. Okay, in any event, no, that's not what it means.
No.
It means, I'm sorry, it means like this. Well, yeah, maybe, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not triangular. So maybe just in a corner. That's what it means. Rosh HaZavis, because this is a Zavis. So this is at the Rosh of the Zavis. Okay, it's the head and that's the ankle. So again, Rabbi Zikr B'Shem, Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, Shem B'Chil Chayin Lom, Rabbi Lozer, Elami Moko Mechitzo, Shenitlu Rosh HaZavis. These things were taken away at the tops. Be kind of become both sides. So how does the rest of it, according to Chachamim, retain its character as a chotzer, as long as it's 4x4 over here? So even if it lost the front, as long as it's 4x4, it still retains a kedusha. Rabbi Zir, not a kedusha, but it still retains the shem rishus hayochid. Right? Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Ila, Tarvei, and Amrin, Aser Shalom Imoko Mechitza. The truth is that Rabbi Lezer asserted, even if these two things were not taken away. Even if they're still there. Okay? So, why, how so? It has three walls. What's the problem? So, again, Rabbi Zion, Rabbi Ila, Tarvei, and Amrin, Aser Shalom Imoko Mechitza. It's also, even if you didn't take away these things, right? However, if you do take away these things, the pillows at the front, then even Rabbanim Moida, this becomes part of Rishus HaRabim. Now, what's this machlokas predicated on? It's predicated on the subject, Tzidi Rishus HaRabim, Arka Rishus HaRabim. But what makes something Tzidi Rishus HaRabim? Do you have to have the supporting pillars and part of the wall in front taken off, or is that not essential? You're just surrendering, relinquishing the right of passage to the rabbi makes something which is a rabbi. Okay, it's not clear here. Excuse me. Om Rabbi Zikon Zimnin says Sagin, Pashis from Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, many times I'll do Rabbi Yaakov Barbun, Velo Shamis from Noam Milsa. I never heard him speak about this. In other words, that if the walls were actually removed, even Rabbana would be moved. It's no longer service to say, Oshu Sari Rabbi. Amalei said, "Leis Barnash Habeshmeh Shama Bila Leis Chabeshamalei." Can't the person hear something? His friend didn't hear. You didn't hear it, but I heard it. Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, "B'shenit Luzavios Mikan Milkan." Where does Rabbanan hold that the Chutz reverts to Rishus HaRabim, where both of these corners were taken away? However, there's one other tonight. Vivad B'shove. It has to be that wherever these things stood is now flush with the ground. In other words, there's no gap, no archaeological remains of any sort there, right? So then when this becomes flush with the ground, so then this becomes part of Rishus HaRabim. What was once seated Rishus HaRabim, Makarmelis, now becomes part of Rishus HaRabim, and it therefore has ramifications vis-a-vis the halacha, which we're just discussing. In other words, if the chatzar became nifrat, according to Rabbi Lezer, even if it be Nifratz just means it got a hole over here. If he didn't take away the order of the opening, right? According to Rabbanan, you have to take away the opening. According to Rabbi Akiva, is it Rabbi Akiva? No, who is it here? Who are you? Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bun. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Bun held that even that even Rabbanan held that even once this is taken away, it still can be considered Tzidei Rishus HaRabim, and not Rishus HaRabim itself. And that's basically the machlokas. In other words, whether you need to take away these things in order to consider it now Tzidei Rishus HaRabim and no longer Rishus HaYachid, or even if these things are still there, it could still be considered Tzidei Rishus HaRabim as long as a lot of people have access to the inside. Okay? So I'm Rabbi Yerushalayim Rav said, Bishanitlu Rashi Tzavios, in other words, in order to consider it the Koran Rabbanan, that this part and part of Rishus HaRabim, we really have to remove these pillars or whatever they are which form the doorway, and also these pillars have to be completely leveled so there's nothing rising above the ground. Only then is it considered to be part and part of Rishus HaRabim. Okay, hopefully after Pesach, after Sukkot, I'll be awake.